तुम्ही कटणार तो
हॅलो
Travis,
I didn't. Do you think I would dare to cut out on you?
Well, I didn't cut out on you, so somebody
yeah, did. I know. Dear, as I told you, that hackers are always monitoring your activities. So even if they cannot tap in the line, they would see that why is your line getting engaged to something. That way, they won't cut off your ties with any kind of further help. So dear, there is nothing you need to worry. Every time the line gets disconnected, you can always find me out, okay? I will help you with my email and my mobile number so that you should not face any difficulty. And not only that, dear, why don't you just be handy with a pen and a piece of paper?
You want me to do that now?
Yep. I need you to write down some important credentials which you have to protect by heart.
Okay, I've got to get the blinking dog down the road.
Take your time.
I've got to help pick my grandkids up from school, too.
Ah, well, okay. Didn't know about that.
Okay, what's the thing?
First of all, please write down my name, because I have been assigned to duty to investigate in this particular case. So apart from me, there is nobody you are liable to speak to and give information about anything.
Okay, so Travis,
Travis Cooper. That is absolutely correct. Travis Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. I'm basically an Asian guy, and this is my last name.
Okay. Travis Cooper?
Have you ever been to Japan?
No, I've heard it's really good though.
You would love it, dear. I can promise you on that. Well, even though it is a lot populated, but you'll love it. Anyway, after Travis Cooper, please write down my employment ID number, which is unique to each and every government official over here. It's A for Alpha, B for Bravo.
Yep.
8551.
Yep, okay.
That's correct. Now, after that, please write down your case ID number, because as this particular case a unique ID number, so in order to know what is the reference, you can always write this down. It is C for Charlie, H for Henry.
Yep.
2179.
Okay.
Right. Now, after that, please write down, just hang on, there is the most important thing which I have not given you yet, and that is my email and the mobile number which you can ring if there is any emergency.
Okay.
Please write down the email which I would most preferably ask you to do with. It is Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S-C-O-O-P-E-R, one word. 2109.
2109.
And that's it? At
gmail.com.
That is absolutely correct. Now, after that, the mobile number would be, it is another special VOIP line, which you can always call without worrying about the line being traced.
Okay.
It is 0240.
Yep.
170.
Yep.
332.
0240.
Right. Now just read me out all of the details I made you write, so that I know you have got the right one.
Yep. Your name is Travis Cooper. Your ID number is A for Apple, B for Bob, 8551. The case number is C for Charlie, H for Help, 2179. Mobile number 0240170332. And your email is TravisCooper, one word, 2109@gmail.com.
TravisCooper2109@gmail.com.
Yes. So watch out.
Well, that is great. These hackers will definitely have to watch out, because you know what?
What do I have to do?
Let me just say something. You go ahead.
No. I was listening to you.
I was saying that these hackers would definitely have to watch out, because this team is going to be the best they have encountered so far. The team of you and me.
Yes.
The deal. We are truly a team here, because the way you are responding and cooperating, I can tell you, it's not very far when the last of these criminals will be terminated and put behind the bars. And it all may be possible because of you and how you navigate your steps into this entire protocol and investigation.
Yeah. And it's all
so there are a lot we have to watch out as well. Yeah, I will definitely tell him. He would be pleased to hear it, you know.
Yes. Can I use my computer now, or should I wait?
You can use your computer the way you wish to, but there will be a little guideline which you have to very carefully stick to. Because one small nudge in the wrong direction, the entire mission may collapse, which neither of us want.
No, we don't.
So as we share into the conversation related to the foreign IP address, Sadia, I tracked down the location. The one which started with 52, I believe that was the number. It is an IP address from Libya. As I said, I expected it from a Middle Eastern country. So here it is. It was from Libya. And I'm sure you have nobody living in Libya for sure. Right, dear. Now let's get back to the job and get the first step towards your security initiated. And for that, just do one thing. What exactly do you see on the computer screen? Are you back on the computer now? Well, you could see the graph would have been stable for a while, but now it started to jump again.
Yeah.
It means, dear, something is going on. Do one thing, close down the entire page.
It's only got three jumps. There's a point plus one, and then it goes flat again.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting it. Okay. Well, it means that the hackers' activity is definitely found, but they are not being stable. So do one thing, close down the entire page first of all. And you will see that the pop-up, yeah, everything. Just get back to the home screen.
Okay, on the home screen.
Now, first of all, I have made sure that the pop-up which you received, it must be eradicated in the very first place, which I have done from my end. So you will not get that pop-up coming up again, right? You can thank me later for that, so that you can enjoy your videos. But as I said, dear, there will be a set of guidelines you have to stick to carefully.
I'll just
sorry?
I'm an old lady.
But you know what? I didn't thought you would be old, because your voice is still very young. You have a good voice.
I am. I'm 64.
I would not believe that. I would truly never believe that. I thought you would be most probably in your 40s, not more than that.
In my 40s?
That's what I thought.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, but no.
Well, it has never, like, the age has never taken your smile away. That's the best thing. You still smile pretty. I can truly sense it.
Very kind.
So you have been as well. So dear, now let's get back to the point and jump straight into the investigation, because we have got very limited time because I see that you have been on this telephone for a long time now. So, first of all, tell me one thing. I believe that this entire investigation didn't hamper your lunch time. Are you done with your lunch and everything?
No, I'm just going to get my phone.
Your voice did break down then. Can you repeat that, please? Your voice broke down. I couldn't hear it.
No. Oh, you button thing. My dog's getting out.
Oh, dear. So you own a dog and a bird. Is it true?
Yes, I own a dog and a bird.
Wow. Well, there are lots of similarities between us. Because I have always been a dog person as well.
I love my little
puppy. What breed is it?
Cavalier.
That's a cute one.
What's called a Cavalier King Crown
Spaniel and a poodle. Wow. I must tell you, dear, that after knowing this, I'm even more invested into this entire mission. Because it is a huge, huge requirement on my personal scale to get you out of this trouble.
Yes.
So, dear lady, let's get back to the shop. And first of all, do one thing. Bring up the command box once again. The CNG box. The black box that we were working on.
Yes, just hang on there, I guess. In the foyer to go down to the, my car.
Take your time. Are you back to your screen?
No, not yet. I've got to just get into my car.
Oh, I'm sorry. Take your time. You okay? That is happening right now.
I think so, yeah. But it won't. Hang on, make sure you're centered. Oh, hang on. Okay, there we go.
All set, young woman?
Yes. Now, there's nothing on my screen. You told me to cut all my windows.
Yeah, you did perfect. And now you look for a red color icon which says any desk. You need to open any desk.
Any desk. Okay. Check your connection. Okay. What do I know?
You need to look for any desk, the red color icon.
Sorry, say that again.
You need to open any desk. A N Y D E S K.
Any desk. Any icon.
Any desk. A N Y D E S K. The red color icon.
Oh, any desk. Sorry.
Yes. Check it in your menu. It should be in your system. Check it. Could you find it there?
No.
No problem. In that case, do you see the search panel at the bottom?
Search. I've got four squares, and I've got another box that has a red, a green, a yellow, and a blue square.
Where is it situated?
Down the bottom of my... Oh, yeah, no, I've got a search thing here. Yeah, okay, there we go.
Let's click on that search thing and type A and Y.
For any desk?
Type any desk, and it should come up.
Yep, got it.
Open any desk.
Yep, okay, all done.
Good. Do you see your numbers, your address?
Yeah, my address, yeah. 473.
Mm-hmm.
970.
70.
080.
080. Now just bear with me, dear. Within few seconds, I will get you connected to our server. Do you see any changes whatsoever?
Not yet.
Hang on for a second, maybe. Signal strength is way too weak. That's what I can tell you. In the meanwhile, dear, do you have any plans to move out today?
Move out where?
To your friends or anything, anywhere shopping or anywhere you would like to visit?
Oh, no. It just keeps telling me that I'm not connected.
Yes, dear, there is a reason. There is a big reason related to that. And that is the reason why I'm asking you that do you have anywhere to move out today or are you staying home the entire day?
Oh, no, I'm staying home.
So in that case,
I've got to take my grandkids to dance and then I'll be back by about 5:30.
What time would you be leaving?
I'm pretty much leaving now. I'm in the car.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Dear, you do one thing, Sylvia. The best thing I would suggest is that right now, I'm seeing that the congestion on your network is way too heavy. It seems like out of those 17 hackers, most of them are active, and there is a reason behind that. So they could go ahead with anything, so I would rather suggest to you that if we stir the motion right now, and if by any chance they get alerted, there will definitely not be a good thing for us.
But
the better you do what? You just go ahead, get your beautiful grandkid, pick him up, pick him or her, so I do not know his gender. So you just go ahead with it, finish that job, and by 5:30, will you be back home?
Yes, not bad, bad, yeah.
So in that case, should I call you back at 5:30 or 6? In case if you need some time for yourself.
Yes. No, I don't need time for myself, but I'll be giving the kids their dinner when they come home and their showers and stuff.
Well, you are a very sweet friend. I can understand you.
So, but yeah, no matter what,
you just don't worry about anything whatsoever. And in case of emergency, you have my details and everything. Feel free to ring me up or even email me whatever you prefer. And I will be always there for your assistance. And in the meanwhile, there is one important thing you must follow. That is, until the time we have like a flat, do not use your internet for anything. Can you do that?
Okay. Yep.
Just don't do it for anything whatsoever. I'll call you back at 6 p.m. and then we will talk about the thing further.
Okay, so no games or playing cards or anything like that?
Nothing. Just restrict your internet usage for now until I get back to you.
Okay, will do. Thanks, Travis.
Lovely, my dear friend. Please take care of yourself and drive carefully. I need you safe and tidy.
Thank you very much. You're a very kind man.
My pleasure, ma'am. Please take care of yourself and drive safe. We'll speak to you at 6 o'clock.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.